give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out. I can trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely evil.
The Rivalry, episode one. I'm your host Liam, here with Michael.
Hello guys,
how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm amazing, doing just fine.
This is something different, huh?
It is a little
different, a little Yankee Red Sox talk.
Hey man, gotta get to it.
Yes, I got the Yankees to my right now with Cole on the mound.
I do too. Cole's got a man on third.
Yep,
outs, not looking too hot for him.
No, he's looking. Yeah. He's been pitching phenomenal of late.
So your credentials. Tell me, why can you tell me about the Yankees?
Oof. I've just been a fan for so long. I hate them and love them at the same time.
That's baseball.
How about you? What's the Red Sox?
So I was young. My cousins brought me out. They named every team for me. And they asked me which one I wanted to root for, and I thought the Red Sox had the cool thing. And so I picked them.
Hey, and
then I started getting into baseball, and they won the World Series. The rest is history.
Yes, it is. At least you've seen more than I've seen.
I sure have.
Oh, what a pitch by Cole right there.
There you go. We got out of it.
Outside corner.
So where do you want to start?
I think we got to start with the turning point of the season.
The trade deadline.
The trade deadline is where everything happened.
It really is.
That's where the Yankees became the Yankees, and the Red Sox have started to fold and tumble and the Reds, bury that's themselves.
Where the Yankees and the Red Sox became the Mets.
Yep. Awesome Mets, too. That would be fun.
So what's the first Yankees made? Was it?
It was, I believe it was Holmes, actually.
Oh, Holmes. I forgot about him. How's he
Clay Holmes. He's been – I love Holmes.
Really?
I do. I actually – he's good against righties.
There you go. Is he righty or lefty?
He's a reliever, I believe.
Yeah, righty or lefty, though?
Righty. Gets out righties. He's been good, but he's on the COVID list. Who isn't for the Yankees?
Yeah, everyone on the Yankees on the fucking COVID.
Who isn't on the Yankees? That J&J is awful.
Billion-dollar.
Yeah, I know, and they can't get a good vaccine. Can't get a good vaccine. But that was the first, and then they went out and got
Mr. Gallo
and Jolie, who has not been that bad.
Mr. Gallo. I will defend Gallo on Twitter until I die, but it just pains me to see him in the pinstripes. I went to two games this week, and it was hard to watch, man.
Oh, I went to Rizzo's and Gallo's first game at Yankee Stadium.
Did you?
But Mr. Heaney had to ruin it.
No, there you go. Heaney's not been great, but he came up big against the Red Sox this week.
I couldn't believe it.
get to that. We'll get to that series a little later, though. I want to talk about Gallo.
We gotta move on to the Red Sox and how they did not do anything.
No, wait. We can't get there just yet.
I'm excited for that.
We'll get there. I don't wanna be in that much pain yet, because it's been a tough couple weeks here.
Well, it seems like it.
Yeah, it sure does. So Gallo, he's only batting .212.
Yeah, he's not
great.
Well.
Not but hitting well.
Great at bats. Love great at bats.
My thing about Gallo is that he gets on base, and that's the name of the game.
Oh, especially in this new era of baseball.
Exactly. And the other great thing about Gallo is that he doesn't hit the ball on the ground.
No, that's in one thing the Yankees are famously known for this year is
double plays.
Double play balls.
But according to Aaron Boone, all great teams hit into double plays.
We can talk about that. That bump later.
Yeah, so I think Gallo was – he was a good move for the Yankees. He's kind of a copy of what they have.
He's exactly what they needed.
Yeah, he's exactly what they have, but at the same time, he's what they needed.
Yes, he's more athletic.
Exactly.
And he has a much better defense than
– play multiple positions.
Multiple positions.
Gold Glove caliber in multiple positions.
And that arm is just phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. That arm saved a big run.
Tuesday,
yeah.
It's huge.
First game. Saved That's a big huge. Run.
But
even though his first homer at Yankee Stadium was a
moonshot.
Bit of a, yeah, okay. It was a fucking high pop-up. It just went a mile into the air. Do you know that the home run Aaron Judge hit yesterday into the short porch was only a home run at Yankee Stadium?
I bet. That's what happens a lot at that stadium.
So how about Rizzo? This move pained me.
Oh, Rizzo was the move of the
this
century.
This move pained me.
I felt like I was sitting in my bed on trade deadline day, and I didn't expect them to get Rizzo. That was the last.
No one expected them to get Rizzo.
I thought they were going to get Story, really, which would have been more painful for this lineup.
Yeah, right? Rizzo.
More stacking of the righties, which they love to do for some reason.
Rizzo was an awesome move. But stole him right out from under the Red Sox.
Rizzo was just out of nowhere.
The only thing about Rizzo for me is that I think they overpaid for him.
I really forgot what they gave up, but
I think it was the 9 and 12 or 9 and 11 prospect.
You sound correct on that.
In a pretty good Yankees farm system, right? So the Red Sox were going after Rizzo, but for the Yankees to give up their 9 and 12 prospect or whatever it was, 9 and 11, 9 and 12. It probably would have cost the Red Sox more like a 4 and 5 prospect is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's for half a season of Rizzo, it's not worth it to me.
But Rizzo has been just changed the entire offense.
Oh, I agree.
Changed the entire offense around.
I believe.
It's just much more balanced. Mm-hmm. Even though there's only two really good lefties still.
But there's
just
they're
huge
very
preference.
Good lefties.
Yes, they're a very huge preference.
And
that lineup.
Yeah, I agree. They get on base.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. But the great thing about Rizzo was that he changed the he let Gallo just come right into form. Because Gallo, when he first started here, he did nothing.
Yeah.
And it was the Rizzo show. But that was beautiful for Gallo because – If it was just Gallo that came here, he would have been booed out of Yankee Stadium every other day, and every Yankee fan would have hated Gallo. So it was good that they traded for Rizzo as well as Gallo to give Gallo a little more time to get comfortable.
And I mean, he hasn't been doing that much, but still, his presence is more than enough.
Oh yes, he's got some big hits too.
Coming to the Yankees, Anthony Rizzo has an on base percentage of .354. I'll take that any day of the week. Where's Mr. Gallo here?
Gallo has a .302.
Oh, that's not bad. I'll take that. Lower than what he has on the season.
.152 batting average.
Yeah. Yeah. Lower than what he has on the season, but that's also a product of him coming over to a better lineup, I think.
Oh, yeah. Because, I agree.
They don't have to pitch to him when he's in Texas because the rest of that lineup is dog shit.
Oh, absolutely awful. Nobody. You're not scared of anybody except maybe Garcia over there in Texas.
Yeah, right but now. even he's cooled off some.
Gallo's been.
Then we can talk about Mr. Heaney.
Oh,
Mr. Heaney.
Home
run.
The Yankees literally just went up to the Angels and said, "Just give me the lefty, and we'll give you whatever we want. We don't care what his ERA is.
Just give me any lefty.
Just give me any lefty. Just give me him. We don't care what it costs." But that he pitched great on Wednesday.
He did his job on Wednesday.
He had to get him that, but.
But he's not going to be pitching in the postseason.
No, he's given up nine home runs in maybe 20 innings, which is insane.
That's tough to hear.
Yes,
up here
is literally insane. He is not that fun. I went to his first one in Baltimore, in Yankee Stadium against Baltimore. It was just a home run fest. It was just a home run.
How many home runs did he give up that game?
Two.
Oh, you went to the game in Baltimore?
No, it was in Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
It was the first home game for Rizzo, Gallo, and Heaney.
Oh, there you go.
It was right after the Miami series, after they swept Miami.
Here we go. So now we can get into the Red Sox trade deadline.
Here we go,
I know
baby.
You've been dying to talk about this.
Oh, Oh, the turning point of the season.
It has. But do you think that – do you really think that the trade deadline is the reason for that turning point?
Not really, I don't think. You could have seen it coming.
I think it's a combination of everybody that getting
you,
cold.
You got cut in and out there.
I cut out?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good.
I think it's a combination of everybody that has been getting hot or has been hot for the entire season, just kind of shitting the bed at the same time. Like the middle of the order, the middle of the order has anything. I don't think they were in the locker room crying because they didn't trade for any big name at the deadline.
I don't think you needed a pitcher because you're getting Sale back.
Yeah, exactly. We were getting the biggest name.
You're getting back Sale in a couple back, of weeks. I think you needed to address that first base situation. That was the one thing the Red Sox really
needed to address. I agree. But they did get Schwarber, who, in my opinion, many other people's opinion, the best power bat.
Oh, I've always wanted Schwarber's bat in Yankee Stadium.
Would you like to hear Schwarber's stats since coming over to the Red Sox?
I would in five love games? To.
Yes. He's batting .462. With a .611 on base percentage.
Jesus.
Yep. So he has 6 hits in 13 at bats, 3 doubles, and 5 walks.
How many doubles was that?
3 doubles.
Oh.
6 hits, 3 doubles, 5 walks.
Not bad.
I tweeted last night that he's the most disciplined hitter on this Red Sox team, and I truly believe that. Any at bat that you go watch him, almost every I've seen, he goes to a 3-2 count, maybe fouls off and takes a walk, or makes hard contact and gets
That's exactly
a hit.
Exactly what I feel like when I watch Gallo or Judge at bats.
I mean, yeah, Judge.
Judge has very disciplined at bats.
I'll take that any day of the week. Gallo, Schwarber. Oh,
gotta love watching players just battle off pitches.
That's exactly
what you need to do. You want to get to that bullpen.
Mm-hmm. Gallo and Schwarber have very comparable stats for most of their career, I believe. They're very similar hitters.
Yes, but I think Schwarber is a little better, more contact.
Yeah, he's a more complete hitter, I think.
Than Gallo is, yes.
Gallo still gives you that fear factor that
doesn't,
though.
He can hit the ball.
And I've always loved Schwarber when in 2016 when he came back for the World Series after tearing his ACL in the first
that
week.
Was incredible.
And crazy story.
Double down the line.
Yep.
That was awesome.
What a story.
That was incredible.
And then the Red Sox out and get Robles.
Oh, Robles. that was the move.
What a guy. Yeah, right? That is the move. After the trade deadline passes, get a couple minutes, you're like, oh, fucking Haim. Didn't do anything this trade deadline. And then, boom, he drops a big one on you. Robles.
Hansel Robles. Who has been nothing but awful.
Nothing but incredible since he came over, honestly.
Has he really?
No.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm looking at his stats right here.
8 games pitched. He has a 2.32 whip, which is absurd. And a 6.14 ERA. 5 earned runs. The thing about Hansel Robles is that I feel like every time he comes out, he tries to pull something. He does either does a quick pitch, he does a three leg kicks before he throws the ball, and every single time he does it, the ball gets hit hard. Every single time.
It's only pitched 7 innings.
Yeah, seven innings and 2.32 whip.
Jesus, all 5 runs were given up on no homers. My bad. I thought that was 5 homers. 7 walks too. Oof.
But the thing is that he wasn't even good before they traded
him. Oh no, he was not. He's never been. His last good year was in 2018, 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
His last good years.
Angels in 2020 was fucking god awful. Yeah, Jesus Christ. 10.26 ERA. Can't make that up. But
no, you cannot.
Austin Davis was also one of the big moves because then it gets to about 4:30. 30 minutes have passed since the trade deadline, and all of a sudden, Michael Chavis is gone.
Oh, yes.
Michael Chavis goes to the fucking Pirates.
Out of nowhere, too.
Yeah. But I mean, he hit 190 this season, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs for the Red Sox. He was up and down through the minors. I don't know if he's up with the Pirates now, but I know when he first got there, he was sent right to AAA, which kind of sucks for him. I thought he was going to go over there and get some playing time at least.
Especially in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, especially in Pittsburgh. But
my it boy, is what it Park is. Park is doing well. Oh, my bad.
Is he?
Yeah, I believe he's been playing really well in Pittsburgh.
Never got a chance.
Yoichin Park. No, he never got a chance.
I can't believe he
won at bat.
Didn't he walk too?
Yeah, it was a walk too. Wasn't even a full at bat. So that was
never. Since coming over, I think Austin Davis's stats are a little skewed. He has a 4.91, 1.91 whip, 10 strikeouts in 8 games. How many? I don't have the
7 1/3.
7 1/3. That's, I mean, not awful. I think he had one shitty outing where he gave up most of the runs. And I think other than that, he's been pretty solid. He looked good in Yankee Stadium this week. He came in that bases loaded situation in game one and got the strikeout.
She always want to get done.
Yeah. I believe he came in on Wednesday too.
I was really in the Boondocks on Wednesday. So I went Wednesday. I was there Wednesday.
Okay.
I was there Wednesday. The crowd was electric Wednesday.
The crowd was. One thing I want to bring up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Kay. I don't know if you saw the clip where did you see the clip where he was talking about Red Sox, Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium?
Was this Wednesday or Tuesday?
No, this wasn't. It wasn't this series. It was a series at Fenway Park a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I do not remember.
Okay, I'm gonna play the clip right here.
Please.
I gotta find it.
Fans, as you will find out, Michael Kay is not my favorite. Even John Sterling is horrible too.
Red Sox crowd, very quiet and play for the Red Sox. I spoke with them. I said the difference between a Red Sox Yankee crowd is a Yankee crowd at Yankee Stadium will get loud to try to spur the team on to do something. And the Red Sox reacts to something good. And they're being shut out right now, so it's kind of a quiet situation at Fenway Park. Like a movie. Yeah. Yeah. When things get fast and furious, and they cheer.
I don't agree with that at all.
I don't agree with that at all. And this is a perspective that not even from me, right? I went to the game on Tuesday with a friend who doesn't watch that much baseball. She'll watch it with me sometimes when I have it on in the house. She'll go to the games with me when we go, but she came to Boston with me in June. And didn't say anything about the crowd because it was normal atmosphere, right? Everyone was loud the entire game. It was a good game. Evaldi's pitching well.
That's when you guys were just owning us.
Yeah, exactly. That's when we were owning you. So the stadium's loud the entire game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we go to Yankee Stadium, and I didn't even bring this up. She says to me that the atmosphere is completely different here, and that at Fenway they were loud the whole game, and at Yankee Stadium it seemed to be a little quiet. I mean, at the time the Yankees were losing, but it didn't seem like the crowd was trying to spur on the team to do something.
They did not do that.
I think it's quite the opposite. I think at Fenway Park, they're loud most of the game, and at Yankee Stadium, they're very reactive. I'm not saying they're not loud because I've seen Yankee Stadium get
it
very.
It depends on what the Yankees are doing.
That's true.
And what the game is before, like Yankee Red Sox, the crowd will be into it from the start.
Yeah.
Like I didn't see the beginning of this Yankees Twins game, but I'm going to assume the Yankee crowd sounded.
Absolutely especially, dead. But especially being a day game too. I think day games are. Oh,
day games are totally different crowd atmospheres.
For sure. Games. For sure. So I'll give them the benefit of that doubt. The game that we went to on Tuesday was a day game, but still, I didn't even bring that up. But that made me think of the clip when Michael Kay said that Sox fans were reactive.
Yeah, I. Yankee fans could try and, but that's when something happens on the when there's two, second, and third.
I mean, obviously, the playoffs are always different, too.
Oh, yes. Nobody wants to be in the jungle for a playoff.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's looking good. That's a beauty. Well, let's get into that little Red Sox-Yankee series.
So let's do it. So we got Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday.
Yankees are the Red Sox go up 2-0. Right? The Red Sox were first.
Mm-hmm.
On a Xander Bogaerts little two-run knock into left field, two-run single. And Gary Sanchez does not try to tag the runner at home plate.
No, he does not. He goes right to
wild.
He could have.
I think he would have been out.
I thought so too.
He would have been out. But anyway, Tanner Houck comes back out, gives up two runs. It's not looking great. You know, the vibe is down on the Sox. And then the Moon Man himself, Christian Vasquez, comes up and hits a solo homer to put them up. His first homer since June.
Well, actually, Valdez hit the opening run that game. The Yankees were up 2-0.
Oh, the Yankees were up 2-0. Okay.
Yankees
up 2-0.
Valdez, who has been absolutely phenomenal.
Velasquez?
Yes.
Velasquez? Sorry,
not good with names.
I mean, yeah, he was shit before this series, but he came out and he balled
phenomenal.
Out. Yeah, he balled out.
Him and Wade have been playing absolutely phenomenal.
The kid from the Bronx.
Yep. And then Bogaerts hit that.
Bogaerts comes out and hits that two-run single.
And then Vasquez quiets the Yankee crowd.
Yeah, he really does. That was a bomb, too.
Yes.
None of Vasquez's homers are cheap shots. Every homer that he hits is an absolute nuke.
And then the Yankees rallied in the bottom of the fifth.
Oh, yeah, I know. Huge. I know. So Tanner Houck comes out of the game, 58 pitches.
What was your opinion on that? A lot of Red Sox fans.
A lot of Red Sox fans hated on that.
I thought it was bad.
Have you ever seen Houck's stats against the third way through the lineup?
I heard
it
is incredibly
very
high.
Yeah, so they're very bad. He left them in for the third time through the lineup in the Rays series, and it did not work out. He got blown up for a couple runs, and then they took him out, and the Red Sox ended up losing that game. So I think Cora said to himself, he's not going to let that happen again. Not going to get shit on, but of course, in this game, you get shit on for every decision you make, so it doesn't really matter. And he takes him out.
Such a lose-lose situation.
It is a lose-lose situation because you take him out, and you get shit on, and you leave him in. He gets shit on, and then you get shit on.
Yep.
So he takes him out and puts in his best reliever, in my opinion, Garrett Whitlock.
He just did not have it that day.
He had it. He struck out the first batter on three pitches, and then he lost it.
Then he lost it.
He walks the next two batters. Three-batter minimum rule. Cora comes out and takes him out.
Then you got to bring in the Yankees' discipline for that, which they finally found in this.
Yeah, I would agree. Weeks. I would agree because Garrett Whitlock's definitely not an easy pitcher to lay off some of those pitches, but at the same time, it's much easier to lay off those pitches when you're ahead in the count.
Yes it is.
And Josh Taylor comes in, doesn't look too pretty, walks the first batter he faces. Now we got bases loaded, nobody out.
Oh, and then he got a righty
Stanton was the first one to get the hit.
No, Voit was the single on a pop
oh
out.
Yeah, that little rinky-dink pop wide to right field that Kike dove for and then pushed past.
Yep. Scored two.
Yeah, scored two runs.
Yep.
And then another walk, I think. And then another – and then the Stanton gets the hit.
And Gallo gets the little blooper.
Mm-hmm. Little – and then they scored a run on a – that was a sack fly, right? The little bloop?
Yeah. No, I don't think it was a sack fly. It was a single, but it landed over the first baseman's head, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
To hit it right off the bat.
So the Yankees were up two, I believe.
Yes, going into the
sixth.
Yes.
Red Sox do nothing. Yankees do nothing. I think Austin Davis pitched the sixth inning in that game too, and I think he did pretty well.
And
then the Red Sox come back up. The wheels start turning.
Then you start thinking every other crazy outcome for the New York Yankees.
You do not really believe
this team.
You start believing in the Red Sox. You start thinking back to that game that they were getting no hit. And you start thinking about late inning comebacks in these 7-inning games.
You start thinking about Houston. For Yankee fans, you start thinking of Houston. You start thinking of every other blown
Los Angeles
they've had this year. And you just do not
Vasquez
believe they're going to get this.
Verdugo gets a hit. You end up with bases loaded, nobody out.
as a Yankee fan, you're sitting there. This ain't happening.
What is going to happen?
This ain't going to go well.
They bring in Travis Shaw, the mayor of Ding Dong City himself.
Who just got claimed by you guys.
Just got released by the Brewers. Just got claimed for us. He put up a pretty good at bat. I probably swung at ball four, which
he swung at a couple balls.
Yeah,
he swung at a couple balls.
It was hard to see from where I was sitting. It looked like he reached for a couple.
Yes, he did.
But I mean, I'm not gonna blame him for that. Loaisica's pretty nasty. Fucking 100 mile an hour two seamers coming at you. It's not the easiest thing in the world to lay off.
He's the best pitcher in that bullpen.
And he lines out to Brett Gardner. I was in the nosebleeds for this fucking game. I was all the way on the fourth deck. And from where I was, I started going crazy because from where I was sitting, it looked like the ball was on the ground already. And then all of a sudden, fucking Brett Gardner catches it. And who was on third base? Was it Schwarber?
It was Schwarber, yep.
Schwarber doesn't run.
Which is kind of weird to me.
Yeah, especially on Gardner. But I get what you're trying to do because your run doesn't matter.
Two outs there.
Yeah, your run doesn't matter there. So I'm not gonna question that, especially with the top of the order coming up.
Sorry to stop you. Beautiful pitch by Gerrit Cole to Josh Donaldson.
There you go. It's still 1-0.
Still 1-0. Right at the knees.
So you got the top of the order coming up. I don't hate the decision not to go there. It doesn't change anything in the end because the next two batters
actually with how Kike has played against the Yankees this year.
Yeah, exactly. Because Kike has been unbelievable
against the Yankees. He's
killing
the Yankees. I even picked him up in fantasy just for him to play against the Yankees.
It doesn't end up working out. The next two batters strike out, Kike and Renfro, and the Red Sox go home with a game one loss.
And then, as a Yankee fan, you're feeling incredible.
Oh yeah, you got to be feeling incredible.
Incredible.
As a Red Sox fan, this is the lowest of low that you can get.
Yes, especially after the bad weekend you guys had too.
Oh yeah. Well, we had a good weekend the weekend before that. That was when we swept the Orioles. Everything's looking up. Chris Sale's back.
Oh, yes.
That happens. Yes. And then I think the morale is down going into game two. You got Luis Gil pitching
for the Yankees. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, that's how I've heard everything on the broadcast.
I call him Gil.
I that's how I thought it was too. But everyone's been saying Gil, so I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah, that sounds smart.
And you got Eovaldi. So you're kind of feeling good.
I'm a Red Sox fan, yes.
Yeah, as a Red Sox fan, you're kind of feeling good. Eovaldi doesn't really get touched up. He gives up two solo shots, two Yankee Stadium homer. The Stanton homer was a bomb. The Voit one was I don't know how many parks it would have been out at, but I bet it wasn't a lot.
Gil he's been phenomenal. Gil.
He has been. He has been. Gil. Not giving up a run yet. That's incredible.
Has not. He's 4 2/3 innings that game. Couldn't ask for more. Wish he could have got the one last out to get the win. But, hey, he did his job. And he got it to Wandy Wanderer. He did his job, 1 1/3. And then Green saved it.
And the Red Sox get shut out.
And the Yankees started to get tied with the Boston Red Sox. That wild card spot. So Wednesday was the biggest game of the year.
Okay, I didn't give Luke Voit enough credit there. It would have been a home run in 21 out of 30 MLB ballparks. Give him credit for how much of a bomb that was. I guess it was further than I imagined it. I just didn't want to imagine that it was hit that hard off my all-star starter.
You can't believe. It's crazy to think all these pitchers the Yankees have gotten rid of that have become stars.
Yeah, I mean.
Lance Lynn has become.
Did they lose? Yeah, Lance Lynn's a big one, but he sucked with the Yankees.
Oh, he was absolutely awful. Awful. Then the next year, though.
Yeah, the next year with the Rangers, right?
Yeah, it was incredible. And then he found his form and he had the lowest ERA in baseball.
That's insane. And Eovaldi, but he wasn't. He was with the Yankees. I remember him with the Yankees. That was a while ago, though, right?
Yes. I believe we traded for him from Tampa. I don't think we signed him.
No, we traded for him from Tampa.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we got him from Tampa in 2018.
Where did we get him from?
Miami.
Oh, it was. Yes, it was. Oh, we got him. Did we get him in the Stanton deal?
Maybe 2014, but 14 going into 15. It was before Stanton.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Stanton was 18.
But he just had religiously shoulder issues.
Yeah. And then he got Tommy John his last year with you, right? And then he became a free agent.
And then he became a free agent and he
went to Tampa.
Became a stud.
He wasn't that great in Tampa.
He had 3.81.
Oh, he did. But it was only half a season. They weren't really competitive that year. I don't think. Unless they're always confusing. They're always confusing sellers. So
that was incredible. That World Series performance from him. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. That was the reason he got his contract. But oh, yeah. I mean, people didn't think it would work out. But I mean, after this year, I don't think anyone's complaining about it.
It was literally incredible.
Tuesday night, the Red Sox get shut out. Yankees tie the Red Sox in the standings. And I think everyone in Red Sox Nation is just thinking, just don't get swept. As long as you don't get swept, you're still up one game. And then what happens? They come out on Wednesday.
Andrew Heaney puts his big Cy dick Young out there.
You should preface that. Cy Young candidate, Andrew Heaney.
Yes, Cy Young. Well, I really can't say that because Yankees offense make some horrible pitches look like absolute Cy Young or Ty Cobb, all these.
Ryan Clemens. Yeah, that dude from the fucking Orioles looked like. Oh,
yes. Javier Lopez. What's his
looked
name?
Like fucking Jim Palmer.
Oh, my God. Imagine sitting there watching that.
But Andrew Heaney comes out and shoves. I still can't believe he came out for that seventh inning, but he did.
He came out
for the seventh inning at 99 pitches, and he kept shoving. And seven innings, two hits, one run.
Me and my friend Sean 100% believed that we were going into this game, and we just didn't want to get our ass kicked.
Yeah.
Because no Yankee fan believes in Andrew Heaney.
No.
You couldn't tell me you were going to believe that you were getting seven. Two-hit baseball from Andrew Heaney.
Nobody, absolutely not.
Nobody would have told me that. I said, you're crazy. And then Yankees offense came alive again that night. And it was just...
Against Pivetta. Pivetta got... I mean, they came alive for one inning.
Yeah.
How many walks was it? A couple walks again. Good discipline at the plate. Does magic. I think... That was the longest inning of my fucking life. Yeah, I was sitting out in the bleachers too. How do you think I felt? I was deep in the Lions' den that night.
That second inning was long, and that was basically it. Too.
It was it for the rest of the game, basically until Velasquez comes up later in the game, gets an RBI. Red Sox bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning, but it doesn't.
Which was actually very big. That RBI single.
It ended up being very big, yeah, because that would have been the go ahead run at the plate in the ninth. Yep. And then he ended up making an incredible play in the ninth inning.
Oh, I thought he was safe. I believe that.
I think if it's anyone but Plawecki, they're safe.
And if he called him safe, ruling was, that was going to stand.
Because
that was so close.
It was a very close play. It didn't end up going in the Red Sox favor.
And the New York Yankees finally and wholeheartedly get a sweep
of the Red Sox and finally lead.
Finally bury their demons of the Boston Red Sox.
Absolutely
this year.
Insane.
Don't even get to see you guys this year anymore.
I think that's it.
I believe that was it. No?
I think there might be one more. I got more the schedule series up here. Might be one more. Yep, one more in September.
Is there?
Yep.
Because I know Fenway. We play a lot of there's a lot of divisional games in September.
Yeah, yeah. Same for the
Yankees play a lot. Baltimore and Toronto. That month.
Sox get a lot of Tampa, Tampa, Baltimore that month.
We end the season with Tampa.
We end it with the Nationals,
which could be for
that's
the division.
Great for us.
The ending could be for the division.
Yeah, well, I just realized that it's great for the Red Sox that you guys end up playing each other.
Yeah, at the end.
Yankees and the Rays, and the Red Sox end up playing the Nationals.
Yeah. They play Baltimore six times, then they play Toronto four, and they got Texas. Oh, they play Toronto seven times, and then they got Texas for three and Cleveland for three, which is fine.
Next but
I think as a Yankee fan with Oakland.
The one positive note we can take away from that that Red Sox Yankee series as a Red Sox fan, that Chapman still fucking sucks.
Oh yes. Chapman has not found his form ever since the spider attack.
He still fucking blows.
He is not the Chapman of pre-spider attack.
He can't hit a fucking spot to save his life.
No, he cannot right
now.
379. Which I would go into the closing situation. I think Jonathan Wiseka should be the closer.
You think? I wouldn't. The way he's pitched?
2.37.
I believe you.
There's nobody else you can trust.
I mean, Red Sox are running into the same problem. You have your all-star closer, Matt Barnes.
Well, I absolutely so great.
You love Matt Barnes?
I'm a big Matt Barnes fan.
I am a big Matt Barnes fan, too. I've been shitting on him on Twitter recently only because I'm emotional in the moment when it happens. You go into that Blue Jays series. I think that's when it all started. Or he might have gotten knocked around a little bit the series before that, but it didn't really matter because he came in a non-save situation. But he goes into the Blue Jays series, doubleheader. Game one, gives up a homer on the first pitch to Marcus Semien in the tie game to walk it off. Game over. Yeah, go into the second game.
His last seven games have been
absolutely terrible. In the month
five of innings, August, 12.60 ERA.
In the month of August, Matt Barnes has a 21 ERA.
Oof. That is crazy for us.
That's before yesterday. Yesterday he pitched a scoreless inning, so it's probably a little lower. But before yesterday, 21 ERA.
Yes, and that's not him.
Yeah, not him at all. I mean, he usually has one shitty month a year, so it's kind of on par. I'm just hoping that he tightens it up. But it's not just him. The entire bullpen since July 29th, our best relievers, Ottavino, Taylor, Sawamura, Whitlock, and Barnes.
They go.
They're our best relievers since July 29th have a 6.59 ERA over 27 innings. That's not going to win you baseball games.
No, it is not.
Mm-mm.
No, it will not.
But there's time to turn things around. You get shitty teams to put you back on track.
Versus third one out for the New York Yankees right now. I believe Rizzo coming to the plate.
Suck.
I believe Rizzo. Nice. DJ LeMahieu he's been getting hot of late.
Who do you trust in your bullpen in the postseason?
Besides Will Isaacca?
Yeah.
I would have to say Lickie has been pretty phenomenal as well. He's been pretty good.
He's the lefty, right?
Yes. He's a J-Hap 2.0, basically.
So what you're saying is J-Hap would have been great in the Yankees bullpen?
No, God, no. Well, we learned that last year in the playoffs with that horrible, horrible, horrible bullpen game they did with Devi and then go right to Hap.
Didn't work out well.
No, not at all. It's the stupidest thing. But other than that, I really couldn't tell you anything. I couldn't trust any of these guys. I think when we fully get healthy again, I think Cortez is going to go back into the bullpen, which would be.
He's been something. and he can give you innings.
Yeah, Cortez has been one of the best, Nasty Nesta.
So let's talk about that. Your ideal, now that we're both in the playoff picture, unfortunately, which blows my fucking mind. Still, 2.5 weeks ago, you guys were 9 games out.
Yeah, it's the turnaround is incredible.
Yeah. So let's talk about your ideal. You
would have told me 2 months ago when we were 12 games back, it felt like we would be ahead.
Yeah, right.
I would have told you you're nuts.
Season's me dead. Too. I would have shit on all the Yankee fans in my in my Twitter mentions. And after Tuesday's game, when you guys tied us, no one said a single word to me. All the Twitter Yankee fans that that I had spoken to over the past couple months, talking shit to, all they did was go and like my messages of how I was 9 games back. And honestly, that hurt even more.
I bet. But other than that, in a game one situation when you have Garrett Cole on the mound,
yeah,
I don't know who I would want to go to.
Right now, who's your 3-pitcher rotation for the postseason?
It'd be Cole. Right now, you would have to put J-Mo, too. J-Mo's been absolutely phenomenal of late.
Got shit on a little bit in the back end of that Twins game.
Yes, but he still pitched the seventh inning.
Still had a great inning.
Great start. But other than that, I just don't know who you go to as the – well, you go Nestor if Kluber ain't back yet. I also don't know where Herman is.
Kluber coming back?
He should be. He was in – he got transferred to AAA. I know that for a rehab start. But in his AA start, he got lit the fuck up.
Oh, that's not great. Like
5 runs.
That's not great.
No. Herman, I have no idea where Herman is.
Probably over smacking somebody.
Yeah. Sevy's not throwing still.
Yeah, he just had another MRI, right?
Another MRI, but they found nothing. They found nothing. That would be the 3 right now, I guess. Cole, J-Mo, Nestor.
I've got to go Sale, Eovaldi, and Erod. Erod's been pitching great.
He's up and down.
Up and down. He's had an up and down season, but he's had great expected stats. I know it's late in the season, and you're like, how long can we look at expected stats, right? Because eventually it just is what it is.
Yeah.
But I think now he's starting to come back down to what he should be, because early in the season he was giving a lot of rinky-dink hits. He had a plus 400 batting average on balls in play, which was absolutely insane. It's unheard of.
Yeah, that sounds
over terrible. 400 for batting average on balls in play. Those most of the time should be outs. He got lit up in a Phillies game a couple of weeks ago, which an unlucky home run by Brad Miller. And there's just shit like that, like right down the line, bunch of rinky dink pop flies.
Anybody comes after me and says Hill or Gill, whatever his name is, should be pitching in one of those 3 games. I don't know if I could trust him in
the line. Playoff spot.
Yeah, a playoff spot like that.
I mean, at the same time, you never know until he does it, right? Yes.
Yeah.
So exactly. I think in that situation, if you go up 2 games to nothing,
you can try him out.
You can try him.
Try him.
Yeah.
You got nothing to lose.
Try him with a short leash. Lead. Try him with a short leash.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I agree with that. But you stay far away from Andrew Heaney in a playoff.
Oh, yeah, never, never. Heaney goes to a long reliever in the playoffs.
Oh, I agree. That would move. But the bullpen is just the trickiest part about this team right now. It's been amazing, but it's just been scary.
Yeah. Same with the Red Sox. I mean, it's been the backbone of the team for most of the season until this month, and they've got to figure it out before the playoffs start. I think that outing from Richards on Wednesday
was very smart, bringing him in as a relief pitcher.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a great middle reliever going forward. I thought that he should have been in the bullpen much earlier than they ended up putting him in there, but that was a product of Sale taking a while to come back.
He was a big spider tack guy, right?
Yeah, he was a big spider tack guy, but he was awful for a couple weeks. And then actually Matt Andrees taught him how to throw a changeup. Or was it Matt Andrees? I know Matt Andrees taught Garrett Whitlock his changeup.
Which is crazy to think. The changeup is probably one of the easiest pitches to learn.
Yeah, right?
You would think he would learn that in like high school.
Yeah. Yeah, middle of the season he had to learn how to throw a changeup. But I think he's going to be big coming out of the bullpen in the playoffs. And I also think Tanner Houck is a big middle reliever in the playoffs. I don't think he's a starter. I think he's a starter in the future, but I think at least for 2021 in the playoffs, he's a middle reliever.
Not bad.
You
need guys like that.
You can, especially you do, especially in the postseason. You have more time between games. You can start him. I'm not saying you can't start him, but I think he's your last option.
So that one game playoff, who would you want?
So depending on how Sale pitches for the rest of the season, because yesterday he was getting it up to 94, 95. If you see him get up to 90, 96, 97 with great control, like he usually does, he's your starter for the one game playoff. And then I think you have Hauk. What do you think about that? Do you think Hauk coming out of the bullpen following Sale is too similar of a look because of their how they both throw the ball? Or do you think it's like, oh shit, we just had
the lefty? I don't think you would want to go right to – I think you would want to go right to your big guys.
You think?
In that type of spot. If you're winning, yes, I would think so. You want
to So who – it also depends on how many innings Sale gives you, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Like if he gives you six.
If he gives you six, I would go right to Whitlock.
Yeah, then I agree.
I would go right to Whitlock or Ottavino.
And then close.
And the then like vice versa. So whichever of those two doesn't pitch the seventh, pitches the eighth.
Uh-huh.
And then you go Barnes in the ninth.
Other than that, I would – you got it. I don't think you can trust in the middle a guy like Hook or Hawk.
Hauk.
Hauk. Like that in a playoff game like that when it's a win or go home.
Yeah. I was just thinking in terms of Sale not giving you as many innings as you had hoped.
So you were thinking maybe like a 3 to 4 inning start.
Yeah.
And then bottle in some innings from him.
I also gotta see more out of Sale. I mean, I love the fact that he's back. He's been pitching great, but I've gotta see him against a good lineup. Because so true, far he's played the Orioles and he's played the Rangers. I need to see him in a higher leverage situation.
And that's exactly what I needed to see out of Hill too.
Hill
too, because he's played. Hasn't pitched against any competitive lineup.
And not saying that I wouldn't trust Sale in a high leverage situation. I absolutely would. Team and has been for 3 years now, but I want to see it before a one game playoff.
Yeah, exactly. Like Kluber or a Severino.
Mm-hmm. If Severino ever fucking comes back, the man.
Yeah, I know.
The Red Sox shit on him in 2018.
I went to his first start when Poppy hit that bomb off of him.
What year was that? 16?
That was his first start in. Yeah, it must have been 16.
Poppy's last year?
Yeah. Because Poppy had a fucking bomb off of fucking Sebi. Absolute missile. I was sitting right behind home plate that game.
Was that the game that David Ortiz got thrown out?
I don't remember. Because I remember the Yankees just lost that game.
Oh, the Yankees lost, and it was not that game.
Yankees did not win that game, I believe.
Okay. Because David Ortiz also hit a home run in one of the games that I went to in 2016 with Cy Young Award winner Marcello on the mound.
But I just – Chad Green, Higgy loves his fucking curveball for some reason.
Which is insane because before this year he's only been a one-pitch pitcher.
Yeah, and his curveball ain't that good. Notice he's giving up all the tying home runs on his curveball.
It's not great.
No.
Maybe you should stop fucking throwing it.
Yeah, the fucking Jose Abreu game from the Field of Dreams, which was incredible.
Yeah, we should talk about it a little bit, that Field of Dreams game. I think that was one of the biggest W's that the MLB has had over the past couple of years.
Oh, yes, I agree.
100 times better than the London game.
Oh, the London series was the stupidest thing in the world. Waking up at 10 a.m. and have to watch fucking Red Sox-Yankee baseball game.
Yeah, 12 runs in the first inning.
Yeah. But other than that, he's got to stop throwing the curveball.
Yeah. Was he the one that gave up the curveball? The tying homer or the winning homer?
Which was you say?
He was the one that gave up the tying homer or the winning homer in the field?
In the Field of Dreams game?
Yeah.
He was the one that gave up the tying homer.
Okay. And then they put in what's it, Britain, right?
Yeah, they put in Britain. But wait.
Stinks too.
The Yankees were leading in the ninth.
Yeah, because they had those home runs from
Stanton. Green didn't start that inning, I know that.
Okay.
I think he pitched the inning before. I think he pitched the eighth. I think, or it probably sounds stupid as hell. Did he pitch in that game? Oh no, he pitched. No, he pitched on Saturday, the weekend. He didn't pitch in the Field of Dreams game because
look at you.
He pitched only. They only pitched fucking lefties in that Field of Dreams game.
Why?
Because he does that all the time with Heaney. It's so weird. So weird. When he has Heaney after on Heaney the mound, pitches,
he only brings in lefties?
It seems like it.
I mean, that makes sense, right? Because on Wednesday, he only brought in Lucky or whatever the fuck
his name Chapman. Is.
And Chapman. But Chapman still fucking stinks, so it doesn't count.
Who pitched the eighth that game? Britton pitched the eighth that game.
Yeah, Britton pitched the eighth.
All lefties. All lefties.
That's insane. Which is funny because whenever Heaney's on the mound, you got a righty heavy lineup because yeah. I know Schwarber wasn't in that game. Devers was in the game and Verdugo was in the game, but I think those were the only lefties in the Red Sox lineup.
Yeah. And Verdugo bats way down the lineup against lefties. I was very surprised about that.
He's been doing that more often normally too, which I don't mind. I mean, he was struggling for a little bit, but he's starting to pick it back up.
Stanton 2-run double. 4-0.
Yeah, I just saw that.
The Yankees really own this Twins team.
The Twins fucking suck.
There's not to talk about with this game.
Red Sox are playing that Barnes guy that the Yankees lit up.
Oh, okay.
Red Sox are playing him on Thursday. Ooh.
That's fun. They he gave up the tying home run to Abreu on Saturday when they took the lead.
Yeah.
And then the Yankees found a way to win that game, which was very, very surprising because they suck in extra innings.
Yeah.
But they found a way. And they brought in Britton the day after. He said, I don't want to be in closing situations.
Brought him right back in.
Yep. Boone said, you know what? We don't care.
We don't give a fuck.
We need a win. We brought him back in and the Yankees have gone on to win 8 in a row. This could be 9 today if they find a way to close this one out. But let's get into the Field of Dreams.
I want to talk about it. That was something. Okay. That was one of the coolest MLB moments. I've seen people on Reddit say that they didn't follow MLB until two things happened this year. MLB The Show came on Xbox and it kind of sparked their interest back up a little bit because they started playing and they wanted to follow along. And number two was that they saw the Field of Dreams game, and number three being Ohtani, but that's another fucking story because he's unbelievable. Incredible. But the Field of Dreams game was getting people who haven't watched baseball in fucking years to tune in.
It was very special.
And they did it so well. They did it. So well done.
Costner stood a little too long out there by himself.
But I didn't think he was ever going to stop walking around the outfield.
Me either. But but having them come behind him was absolutely
it was so cool. Awesome. I wasn't even expecting it, too.
That's me either. I thought they were going to introduce them.
Me too. From
the cornfield.
Me too.
But that what
the them way walking they, out and then introducing them in the infield, I think they did it perfectly.
Yeah, that was incredible. Absolutely awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed the Yankees in this kind of game.
Oh, yeah. Yankees Red Sox would have been cool. It would have brought a big crowd, but
it would have made no sense.
It would have made no sense. You need the White Sox in that
game. You needed the White Sox in that game.
Yep.
I don't even like the next year's game with the Cubs.
Yeah. Reds and Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that either. I think it should be Yankees White Sox every year.
Yankees going on first pitch.
As bad as that sounds, because it would get a little bit stale, at least for next year. Give us one more Yankees White Sox game because they're both going to be good.
And the entire series was incredible this past weekend.
Yeah. That and especially that game. Do you think there was juice balls in that game?
I 100% thought so.
I would believe it, but I would also understand it.
Because with Britton's home run is just weird to me. Because when do you ever see Britton give up a bomb like that?
Yeah,
because he gets
rocked sometimes, but you never really see him giving up
a home run. I've watched
that heavy sinker.
Yeah, it's incredible that he got it lifted up like that, and it was just goodbye into the night. But
into the
beginning of that game, you didn't expect anything with Heaney.
Nope.
And then he comes into form in the second. He pitched a great first inning. But in the second, he pitched the first two good batters in the first inning. And then Abreu said, hello.
Not so fast.
And then after that, it was just, you were just hoping they could just make it competitive.
And they did.
And then they walked into the eighth inning against Kimbrel. They put a good at bats against Kimbrel,
which is hard to do this year.
But the Yankees have always kind of owned Kimbrel in a sense.
Yeah.
But then they, in the ninth, when Judge hit that two-run homer to get him within one, you're going nuts. And then Luke Voit with a little dinker, scoring two. Yes, it will. 6-0 Yankees. This game's over. you get the next guy on base, and then Stanton just sends it into the beautiful night sky. Absolute electric bomb.
Amazing game.
The Yankee fans, you're sitting there and you're fucking going crazy. And then Fox goes and shows you who's in the bullpen. You see Zach Britt warming up. As Yankee fans, you're like, oh, here we go. This ain't going to be fun. And then two batters later, you got one out.
Fun for me.
And then two batters later, Tim Anderson, who should have had that moment, in my opinion, because he is the flashiest player.
For sure.
Had a great, incredible moment that will live in infamy.
I think so, too.
Everything about that game was awesome. Scoreboard was cool.
Scoreboard was awesome. The dressed up to do the scoreboard did a great job.
Yeah, whoever designed that was so cool.
Yeah.
But the cornfield was great. Just the uniforms. I love the uniforms.
White Sox were incredible.
Oh, I love the White Sox uniforms.
The White Sox, from head to toe, the hats.
Yes.
The jerseys.
Oh, the hats. I love incredible. The hats. I love the hats. Even it had nothing on it. It was still
exactly. They were. Hat. They still looked amazing.
But the Yankees uniform looked like the Yankees uniform.
Yeah, really. just
a little bolder. Lettering was bolder.
Yeah.
But it was
had a little alert.
Other than that, it was awesome. Literally, I wish they did all three games there.
But I wish when I first saw that they weren't doing all three games there, I was a little mad. But then after that game, I was like, oh, how do you follow this up?
Yeah, I agree.
You can't.
But it was just stupid to have an off day on that Friday.
Yeah, a Friday off day is weird.
Yeah, you don't really get those a lot.
Yeah, but I guess
they needed to travel back.
You don't want a Saturday off day either.
No, not at all.
So you can't have that game on Friday.
Yeah, it would have been too much traveling.
Yeah.
Too much traveling. But that was awesome game. They should do more things like that.
They should have the Sandlot next.
Yeah, Sandlot would be cool. But that would be hard to do.
Yeah. The field would be huge.
Yeah, it'd have to be on 4th of July, too.
That would be awesome.
Can't do it on random ass Saturday, you know?
No.
That would be fucking weird.
Do you have any betting advice? So this is very much not financial advice, because we are going off a lot of TBDs here for our betting advice. TBDs. A lot of TBDs.
I only know two pitchers on the mound that day.
Only two pitchers. You got some good ones, though. You got Lance Lynn and Jordan Montgomery.
He's been pitching pretty well, actually.
I hate Montgomery only because of how well he pitches against the Red Sox.
He's just he reminds me of Andy Pettit a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
3.77 on the year. I'll take that.
I would die.
For a back end of the rotation guy, I'll definitely take that.
And you need left-handed pitching.
Exactly.
But I will not pick the New York Yankees. That's for sure.
Not against that hot-ass Braves team. Holy shit.
But you got to go. You can't go against Lance Lynn in this game.
I mean, no, I believe you gotta rock with Lance Lynn, especially after the performance he put up last time, throwing his belt at the umpire.
Oh, that was funny as hell. That was so funny. The Cy Young race between him and Cole is heating up.
Yeah, it is.
It's really, Cole was plus 300 the other day, or plus 330. And then when Lance Lynn threw his belt and got ejected, his fucking odds just dropped.
Did they really?
Yeah, he went to like plus 150, I believe. And with this stellar performance putting out there today, six innings. Let me give you stats right now. Six innings. He's given up five hits, five walks, and five strikeouts and one walk.
Six and one.
5 1/3, one walk, five.
Oh, five and
strikeouts
one
strikeouts and five hits.
There you go. So I take the White Sox. It's so hard without. But you got to go Astros, right?
I was thinking the same thing. You can't
Astros run line minus 50, 1.5.
53-68.
Yeah.
The Cubs-Rocky series is a little interesting.
That's a toss-up, though.
Yeah, very.
So we hope to have better advice in the future. When
Yeah, we'll have a better schedule.
when we have more schedule, when the shows are going to come up and stuff. And
podcasts are probably not going to be recorded on Saturdays either.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be recorded. Of series, hopefully.
Yeah, it'd be stupid to record them on Saturdays.
But we just needed to get an episode.
Yeah, we needed to get over with this.
Last thing I want to talk about is a little Red Sox wild card game.
Ooh.
We going together?
It would depend on where it is.
It's got to be if it's in Yankee Stadium. I would be down Boston if it's not on a day that I class. So if it's on like a Friday. Down to go to
it would be hard for me because of my job.
Oh yeah, that's true. The only thing about it being in Boston too, it's crazy fucking expensive.
Oh yeah, it would be nuts. And but I've been to Fenway. Fenway would be
awesome electric.
for a playoff
one game playoff game one oh, playoff.
I've been to the Yankee Red Sox game at Fenway, but nothing would be like
nothing would
one
nothing
game playoff game like
Red Sox Yankee wild card game would be absolutely insane.
I would have to have Judge Stanton.
Even if we Gallo don't, even if we game, maybe or during it, give like live reactions.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, we would definitely do that.
Getting a little ahead of ourselves though. 30 left for the Reds.
How many? We have games? 38 left for the Yankees.
38 for the Yankees. No, yeah,
they it's are.
Be one hell of a ride coming up.
Oh yes, it will be. We'll be here for it.
We will.
Yeah, they're 71-52. Not good with math, people. 123 games left. What is that?
Games played.
29.
There's no way.
Oh, no. 39.
39. Okay. So 38 after this game ends.
Yeah. 162 minus 123. 39. Yep.
Got there you go. That's
right. Fucking that HCCC, baby.
All right. So you want to call that? Episode one?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll be back next week sometime.
With a better schedule, hopefully.
Yeah, stay tuned. Stay tuned on the Twitter for more info. That's
Rivalry, RIVALRY _ pod, POW.
Great. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for bringing us into your homes or ears.